Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. We're live from the TireRack.com studios. And listen, shortly after this show ends in about 60 minutes, our podcast will go up. And if you've missed any of today's show, be sure to check out the pod. Just search Odd Couple wherever you get your podcasts. And be sure to follow, rate, and review the podcast. Again, just search Odd Couple wherever you get your pods, and you'll see today's show posted right after we get off the air. Also, of course, tell family, friends, loved ones, coworkers, neighbors, adversaries, spread the word about the Odd Couple. Speaking of the Odd Couple, Rob, we've got one of the members of the Odd Couple Zero, Martin Weiss, Fox Sports Radio weekend host with VJ Husky, will join us for trolling or rolling at the bottom of this
he
hour,
told me so. That my Harbaugh take was weak. I think, was it weak or lame or
that he should
that I'm saying that it's tainted.
That it's, you know, tainted?
He's a Michigan guy. I think he called it. Imagine doing a show called Odd Couple Light or Diet Odd Couple, and you having the nerve to say that something I did is weak or lame. My God, he said it was a bad take. That's what he said.
Diet Coke.
All right.
No
well,
doubt.
We will, I'm sure, get into it when he gets on for trolling or rolling. But first, Rob, Aaron Rodgers, I don't ever remember a guy being injured, out for a season, and making so much noise, Rob. This dude is the most, and I get it, the Jets, they're the Jets, okay? But still, he is by far the most talked about Jet, the most news-making Jet this season.
Yeah, but I, let me just say this. I hear you, but that's because he has a paid gig to be on every week. That's not, it's, he's not – I hear what you're saying, Chris.
He don't need the money. It's $1 million.
I know that. I know that, but I'm just saying, like, it's a weekly appearance.
But if you go
that's why
there,
we hear more about him.
No, because everybody else talks weekly, too.
No, he not, just not on that stuff. Platform. I'm just saying.
They get other guests. Do you hear about any other guests on that show? All we hear about is Aaron Rodgers because he says stuff. And that's the thing. I hear you. Of course, he's on the show weekly. But all the players get interviewed after games, after practices every day. So they're all talking too. But he's
you
making.
You know, you don't have access to players every day.
No, not every NFL. Day. Well, not football, yeah. But still, they're talking during the week, some of them. Some of them are on local radio shows, and some of them do national radio interviews, and obviously they speaking after the game, and so is the coach. But anyway, here is Aaron Rodgers. Rob G., summarize the latest. Now he's battling with Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah, just quickly, Rob, you know, Nick Saban and J.J. Watt also do interviews on that show, and you never hear anything about what they said.
Nick Saban, like, I never heard one thing.
No, but my
– or J.J. Watt.
They don't say anything, but my point is – But you were making it like for somebody who's injured, you're hearing them, and all I was saying was that he has a natural platform. Do you see what I'm saying?
Gotcha. Well, let's get to the latest with Aaron Rodgers
and Nick Saban. Nick Saban hasn't said anything in 40 years,
but he still gets these great ads with Coca-Cola.
They do.
He does.
That's because he's attached to winning.
And Aflac.
And Aflac, that's right.
Because he's attached to winning. You know that. That's all that is.
Until this year. Anyways, Aaron Rodgers, we talked about it last week. Ruffled a lot of feathers when he said in the Pat McAfee show, quote, there's a lot of people, including Jimmy Kimmel, who's really hoping that Epstein list doesn't come out, which many interpreted as him insinuating that Jimmy Kimmel either is or associates himself with pedophiles. Of course, we saw some documents come out in the coming days. And what do you know? Jimmy Kimmel's name was not listed anywhere in the deposition or any of the documents that became public. Well, about a week later now, a week to the day, Aaron Rodgers finally spoke about his controversial comments. And here's what he said.
And I said, a lot of people, and I'm quoting myself here, a lot of people, including Jimmy Kimmel, are really hoping that doesn't come out. End quote. That's what I said. That's the entire quote. Okay? I was referring to the fact that if there is a list, which again, this hasn't come out yet. This was just a deposition, right? And there are names on it. Then that would be the second time that a soft brain junior college student, you know, wacko, anti-vax, anti-Semite, purveyor, spreader of misinformation, conspiracy theorist, MAGA, whatever other things have been said by him and other people in the media would be right twice.
Okay, so it sounds like, Rob, what he's saying is that he was saying when he initially made the comment that Kimmel wasn't afraid of the Epstein list coming out because he might be on it. But he was afraid of it coming out because Aaron Rodgers would be right about something else. So, I mean, that's plausible. But here's the thing. No one took it that way.
Well, Chris,
and first time you said it, no one knew all the things you just clarified. So you owe that man an apology.
100% because... But this is where, Chris, and I'm with you. If you have to clarify, then you weren't clear on why people took it the way that they did. And number two, if there was a journalist or somebody there, once he said it, Chris, could have immediately said, do you have breaking news, Aaron? Why would Jimmy Kimmel not want the list to come out? And then there's your moment for him to make it.
Yep.
That's why you have to have people there as safeguards so that stuff... Why? Chris, we say it all the time. We're not bragging. We're trained journalists. We would not let anybody come on our show. We just had Mike Lombardi on, Chris, right? Me and you both love Mike Lombardi.
Yep.
When he poo-pooed the cheating scandal with Michigan, can we just sit back? Right? No. He was on a team, an organization that cheated.
Right.
That's all.
No, and that's where, Rob, it's not just about trying to trap the person you're interviewing or trying to get a great quote. Some of it's clarity, and that oftentimes can protect the person being interviewed.
And Chris,
this would have protected Rodgers.
And ESPN.
And you know that turned into a big stink with
ESPN.
Dude,
they had to apologize because they don't want to be a part of something. You can't throw people's names out and insinuate stuff. You can't.
Yeah. Nah, you're right. That's a great point in how having a journalist there who would have asked Rodgers, well, Jimmy Kimmel, what's the news on him? What do you have on him?
Right. Why would he care?
That would have protected Rodgers. Now, yep. Rob, I do question. I think it's very possible, just knowing his track record, that Rodgers is blowing smoke. Right? That Rodgers really did want to jab Kimmel. You know
right,
what I mean?
Put it right. Make it.
And yeah, associate him with that, even if he knew it was false, and just throw it out there and not knowing the rules, you know what I mean, of libel and all that stuff. But still, it would have either way, it would have came out, and he wouldn't have been able to say what he just said if that was the case. Like, if he would have doubled down, oh, no, I'm telling you, I've heard things. You right. know, then now you can't tell this lie if it's a lie that you just told to clarify it. But the bottom line, Rob, and look, Rodgers is he's one of the greatest people to ever throw a football. He's one of the greatest at something that the world has ever seen.
There's no doubt about it. Anybody right. who says anything other, they're kidding themselves.
No, right.
You don't have to be online with everybody up and follow their politics or their right. thought process or their comments or whatever. But for what he did in his professional career, he is one of the greatest who ever did it.
To
it's
ever
just
do
that
it.
Simple.
And I think, I guess, Rob, and it doesn't happen with everybody, but I guess that can also, when you are the best to ever do something, or one of the best to ever do something, maybe you just get full of yourself. You know, because why wouldn't you go on there and say, look, I meant it an entirely different way. I didn't mean that Jimmy's name was going to be on the list. I didn't mean he's a pedophile. I don't think that at all. But I didn't clarify it. Chris, and so I apologize for that. Like, why couldn't you say that?
I'm with you 100%. If I said something to you and you said, hey, Rob, that offends me, okay? That would be my chance right there, Chris, to say, if I really didn't mean to offend you, Chris, I apologize.
Right.
Okay. The only reason you wouldn't say that, apologize, means that you tried to. Because if someone says I'm offended and you don't mean to offend somebody, it's a real simple fix.
Right.
Oh, Chris, I apologize. I didn't mean it in that way.
Yep.
I didn't mean it in that way. There's no way. I don't know anything about the list. There's no way I'm saying Jimmy Kimmel is involved in pedophilia. Oh my God, no, that's not what I meant. That's all.
I'm going to say this about Rodgers, Rob. And, you know, his teammates voted him most inspirational Jet this season. And, you know, I was saying all year that his working out to try to get back, whether it was for attention, whether it was selfishness, whether it was a farce, whether it was unrealistic, whatever the motive, I did think that would motivate his teammates, that would inspire them just to see this 40-year-old guy working his butt off.
Yeah, that was always
your
take.
Back.
Yeah.
And they confirmed it, so to speak, by making him the most inspirational. Rob, I think the best thing for him to do next year, if he wants to try to have the best season that the Jets can have, and look, I'm not telling you to – he can do what he wants. I don't want to take money out of anybody's pocket. But I'm just saying this. I think the best thing for him to do would be to forego the weekly interviews and just say, look, it's all about football this year. And he said it yesterday. I believe it was yesterday, but it was this week
for
sure.
About all the BS?
Yeah, like, let's leave the BS out the building. Well, most of the BS is coming from your interviews every Tuesday.
And then everybody else has to respond to it or comment about it.
Rob, how inspiring would it be if he says, look, y'all, preseason meeting, it's all about football. Nobody thinks we can do it. I saw our defense. I watched our defense all last year. You guys were great. I saw Garrett get 1,000 yards receiving and break a Jets record you don't have to diss the quarterbacks, but, you know, with our quarterback situation, with a bunch of different guys throwing him the ball, I saw Breece run hard. I'm going to do my job, fellas. We got a chance to do something special. And so it's all football. I'm not doing my weekly shows. I'm not talking about all this other stuff. It's all football. Now, he can talk, Rob, privately about all that stuff with his teammates, with whoever. But just don't – that's what I would say. I think that would send a message to his teammates that, yo, this season is going to be different. And I don't know that they're going to be any good. He's 2 years removed now from playing some good football, so he may not be that great. But, Rob, let's keep it real. If their defense is really good and he's just mediocre next year, I mean, they could be okay. Because we saw that with Cleveland, yeah, Pittsburgh, but, you know.
But you also know, like, Miami and Tua, Buffalo, because ain't no cakewalk.
Oh, no. I'm not saying I'm picking them to do anything. Yeah. I'm just saying
I think that would be a good statement. Right?
Yeah, I agree with
you. Yeah, but they ain't going to be easy.
No. They're going to have their hands full. I mean, if they just make the playoffs, that'll be good for them next year. But, all right, 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in. Should Aaron Rodgers apologize to Jimmy Kimmel? And just Aaron Rodgers in general. Lots to get to. Your thoughts next. I couple Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, we're Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio, every day, 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern. But here's the thing. We never have enough time to get to everything we want to get to.
And that's why we have a brand new podcast called Overpromised. You see, we're having so much fun in our two-hour show, we never get to everything. Honestly, because this guy is overpromising things we never have time for. Yeah, you blubber lips.
Blaming me. Well, you know what? It's called Overpromised. You should be good at it because you've been overpromising women for years.
Well, it's a Covino and Rich after show, and we want you to be a part of it. We're going to be talking sports, of course, but we're also going to talk life and relationships. And if Rich and I are arguing about something or we didn't have enough time, it will continue on our after show called Overpromised.
Well, if you don't get enough Covino and Rich, make sure you check out Overpromised and also Uncensored, by the way. So maybe we'll go at it even a little harder. It's going to be the best after show podcast of all time.
There you go. Overpromising. Perfect. And remember, you could see it on YouTube, but definitely join us. Listen to Overpromised with Covino and Rich on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross.
Tiffany Cross.
I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation, I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, my name's Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. I just had a great conversation with Michael B. Jordan, and you can listen to it right now. Michael is known for his performances in both film and television. His breakout role was in Fruitvale Station, playing Oscar Grant, which earned him widespread praise and numerous award nominations. His portrayal of Killmonger in Marvel's Black Panther, one of my favorites, further solidified his status as one of Hollywood's leading actors, earning him widespread acclaim for his complex and compelling performance. In our conversation, Michael really opens up. You're going to love listening to it, and I can't wait for you to check it out.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest.
It's always the feeling when you're getting ready to, you know, people give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get. People quit.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we're live from the TireRack.com studios. Let Express Employment Professionals help hire your next pro, guys. Forget about posting jobs, sifting through resumes, and interviewing unqualified applicants. Move up to the pros. Go to expresspros.com to find the location near you. That's expresspros.com, 877-99 on Fox. We're talking Aaron Rodgers. Should he just apologize to Jimmy Kimmel? Your thoughts, Fox Sports Radio.
All right, let's kick it off. Rob G, he got some calls for Jonathan in San Diego. You're up first on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Jonathan?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Great show.
Thank you, buddy.
Yeah, of course. I need to push back a little bit, though, on suggesting that Rodgers should apologize. It seems like, whether intentionally or not, you guys are leaving out the fact that a year ago on live TV, Kimmel called Rodgers a whack job with CTE for even believing this Epstein list existed. So when Rodgers made those comments about Kimmel being afraid the list would be released, it wasn't him accusing him of being a pedophile. It was because Kimmel said the list wasn't even real. And then Rodgers was like, oh, it's coming out.
But there's a difference there, too. And my point is,
most people did not know.
Most people don't know the ongoing. So when you hear a clip, that's why you got to be as clear as possible. You might be a guy who watches Kimmel or follows it. But the way it just sounded, Chris, and stop me if I'm wrong, when I heard it was like he was going to be on the list or associated with it. That's how
I don't know how any Jonathan, other way you could take it. I think, Jonathan, you're right. In fact, that's how we started the segment. Remember I said it looked like Rodgers, you know, that's what he meant is that, or at least that's what he's saying he meant. Most people didn't know that. I guarantee you most listeners just took it at face value.
And it's weird just to put somebody's name, like you could say, well, Jimmy Kimmel doesn't want it to come out because he'd be wrong that there is a list, in fact. Do you know what I mean? Compared to he doesn't want it out or whatever. It just sounded the way it was. And maybe we talked about it, Chris, if there's a safeguard or somebody to push back. Yeah. Clarity. What are you talking about? You know what I mean?
Well, I think also, Rob, it's because it's pedophilia. You know, if he said something that's much lighter and not, you know what I mean? Not as serious, not as, you know, horrible as that, then maybe it's not that big of a deal. But to most people listening, I believe, it came off like you were associating him with pedophilia.
It just
and
did.
And you can even just say, look, like you said, I didn't mean it like that, man. My bad. You know, I had no
I'm talking about he
that.
Said that there wasn't even a list, and I'm saying that, you know what I mean?
Right,
he was afraid that there would be a list and he would be proven wrong. That's a whole different conversation. Rob G, jump in.
Yeah, just a question for you guys. So, you know, if we're going to give Rodgers the benefit of the doubt and say he didn't really mean it the way it was interpreted the first time, once it blew up the way it did, Jimmy Kimmel,
easily,
you know, tweeted out the response later that night. It got picked up all across media, not just sports media, but news media, entertainment media. It was everywhere. And even still, as recently as Monday afternoon when he met with the Jets media, you know, right before the end of the season, they asked him if he had a response. And he says, I do. Tune in on Tuesday. Does that sound like a guy who really didn't mean it the way he first said it? Wouldn't you immediately say, look, that's a very serious allegation. I didn't mean it the way it was interpreted. I still don't like the guy, but I would never call him a pedophile without any kind of, or insinuate he was involved in pedophile.
I mean,
without
come on,
proof.
Man.
No doubt. Rob G, that's the best point, is you could have easily cleaned it up and what this is what I meant. And if it was misconstrued the way it sounded, in no way am I saying he's a pedophile. That's all you have to say.
If you still don't like him, don't get along with him, you know, just human decency. You associated the guy with this, or at least that's how people took it. Just address it and be like, look, I didn't mean it that way at all. I get why he was upset. I mean, look, I still don't like him. I'm still going to go at him. but I did not mean to associate it with pedophilia.
And that's all you gotta do. End of story. Robert in Montana, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Robert?
Yeah, hey. Aaron Rodgers should not apologize. Come on, what? Jimmy Kimmel got his feelings hurt? Big men, they're both grown men. They were talking crap to each other. Get over it. And Jimmy Kimmel, you know, he's no saint. Just like your last caller was, you know, when he said no Epstein list. And then he was on the Man Show jumping around and, you know, girls on a trampoline. And come on, get over it.
Wouldn't you say, though, I hear you, but nobody's saying Jimmy Kimmel's a saint. But wouldn't you agree, because it's pedophilia?
I'm with you, Chris.
That's the thing. Like I said, you know?
Can go after Jimmy Kimmel all you want. Talking and associating someone with pedophilia is probably the worst thing that could be attached to your name. I'm sorry. That's not something to be flip over. You know what
I
mean?
There's other things you could say. Like Rob said, you shouldn't be flippant with that.
You shouldn't be flippant with pedophilia.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
They see me trolling.
Tom Brady! He's done.
Aaron Rodgers did not have a Pro Bowl season.
Trying to kiss me right.
It's trolling or rolling.
That's right. It's trolling or rolling. I'm Martin White. I'll break it down for you real quick if you're just the first time hearing it. If, in fact, Rob and Chris like the story I read, like they should like the fact that Michigan, finally champions of the West.
I like it.
Football town.
They got a lot of my money.
And look. And I'll be honest, if you're like Rob Parker earlier in today's show talking about, they're just like the Houston Astros, then go ahead and troll that.
Oh, man. Hey.
All right, guys.
I'll say this. Michigan's championship is like yellow snow. That's all I'm going to say to you. It's tainted.
Hey, you know what? The happy t-shirts fit the same, partner. Michael Penix wishes he had some, too. He was one of college football's darlings this season. Until he ran into the buzzsaw that was the University of Michigan's defense. Some people had him as a high draft pick, but last night's performance, not impressive. Chris Bouchard, trolling or rolling, Penix draft stock fell last night.
Oh, I'm rolling with that.
They see me rolling.
Is that really a question? He had a terrible performance?
Yeah, I mean, there's no question about that.
Oh, no, it didn't fall. Are you serious?
Look at Rob getting testy.
You get your turn, Rob.
You get your turn. There's no doubt it dropped. Because, one, there were questions about his durability, right? Because that's why he's so old in the college football to begin with, because he's had the two ACL injuries. And then last night, he's just banged up. I mean, he just gets beat up, and he's visibly in pain, holding his ribs, and just, you know, it was looking like somebody take him out of his misery. And then he played poorly, and Michigan did, you know, they have a lot of NFL coaches on their staff. So they did some NFL things defensively, some moves, shifts and things, fronts and things like that, that I don't think was used to seeing. And it looked like he was a bit shook. And actually people told me too, some ex-players, they thought he looked a little bit shook anyway, because he was flinching, afraid of that sack to some degree. So, Rob, you mentioned him missing a wide-open receiver last night.
That was a big point in the game. Are you kidding? Of course I'm rolling with it.
They see me rolling.
Ditto what Chris Broussard said.
All right.
Trolling or rolling on couple Fox Sports Radio to the NFL. Historically, Mike Tomlin has been one of the most successful coaches in NFL history, but his team, the Steelers, recently, I've had trouble getting out of the first round of the playoffs. Adam Schefter reported earlier today that Tomlin could take a break from coaching after this upcoming playoff run concludes. Chris Bouchard, trolling or rolling, Tomlin taking time off is a good idea.
Trolling.
Oh, man. Hey.
Yeah, I mean, unless he wants to leave the Steelers, you know, and take a year off and then come back, or a year or two, whatever it would be, probably a year, you know, he'd be in high demand, and go to another franchise. But, like, what if the guy replacing him does a great job? in Pittsburgh. Then now Tomlin comes back and takes it back after a year. Maybe they do it, but I don't think that's a great situation. So I'm trolling it. I think, you know, he should keep coaching.
I'm trolling it.
Oh, man. Hey.
Only
hey.
From this standpoint. I mean, what does that mean? It just means that there's somebody in the front office. They don't want him there anymore. Okay, wins. We can't get rid of him because he's always over 500, but we haven't had a good team. The team doesn't really compete for anything in the postseason. People would be mad at us if we fired him because he's never had a losing season. That sounds like a plant to me. What? Take a break from what? He's not 65, Chris. Take a freaking
Belichick's
break.
Belichick's 71 years old.
I know, and they're asking him to take a break when he's never had a losing season? Who's ever heard of that, Chris? Have you?
That's ridiculous. No.
No, that's a plan.
Like you said.
They don't. That's their way of saying, yeah, step away, and maybe you don't want to come back, or maybe we can something else will happen, and we won't want you back. What? Take a break? I never even heard of that.
That's crazy.
I'll tell you
Fire
what.
The guy. Fire him if you don't want him.
Yep.
Hey,
yep.
I'll tell you what. If they don't want Tomlin in Pittsburgh, I got another team in black and gold that will gladly take him. Come on down to New Orleans, baby.
Hey, you ain't lying about that. I wish they would.
At some point, though, Tomlin, it's got to be better. The offense is awful, Chris, and they don't really threaten you. I just think the team, you know, yes, they're over 500, but my God, have they been a factor the last 10 years?
To your point, Rob, a lot of people would understand if they fired Tomlin.
They would.
Everybody would admit, yes, he's a great coach, but it might just be time for a new voice.
Chris, Marvin Lewis.
They could do it if they wanted to.
Cincinnati, they went to the playoffs 7 times during his tenure.
Now, he wasn't as good as
Tomlin. No, I'm not. I'm just saying, but they went to the playoffs. How many coaches go to the playoffs 7 times in their run as a head coach?
Right.
But they didn't win one playoff game. That's why he got fired.
Right. No, you're right.
Troller rolling. Couple Fox Sports Radio. This team won some playoff games last year and some in-season tournament games this year. However, Darvin Ham's seat is getting hotter and hotter as the Lakers have struggled after the in-season tournament, and his frustration seems to be mounting. Just a few days ago, he said, quote, "I'm tired of people living and dying with every game we play," adding it's, quote, "ludicrous to do so." Chris Broussard, trolling or rolling. Seems like Ham is feeling the heat.
I'm going to roll with it.
They see me rolling.
I'm not rolling with him, like, getting fired. I don't think he should get fired. They just beat the Clippers. They just won the in-season tournament. So, the players need to look themselves in the mirror. They got enough talent on their roster to be much better than they have been. But I am rolling with it sounds like he's definitely feeling the heat. And he makes a good point. Like, look. Because of today's sports landscape, right, and all the shows like this and the shows like this on television, one I'm on, First Things First, like, every game is magnified. It used to be that every one of 82 games was not that big of a deal to the media. But now it is all talked about and every mistake is magnified and it's treated like college football, where every game could be your season. And so I get kind of where he's coming from as well.
I'm trolling it.
Oh, man. Hey, this is what you signed up for.
This is the Lakers. People care. People are sitting there, Chris. They bought $8,000 tickets to go to the game. It matters to people. You can't poo-poo it because you're in a funk. But people care. Really? You want apathy? Like, they don't care whether or not you're 2-9 after winning the in-season tournament? Like, you're not going to talk about what's wrong with the team and you're disappointed? I just don't understand. What world are you living in? People are paying big-time money to go to games and pay attention and get in their car and pay $40 for a beer. Really? And we're not supposed to care about the Tuesday night game on that you got blown out in? I just don't buy that for 1 second.
Well, I got to trash talk. All you people out there like Rob Parker saying this championship is tainted and so on and so forth. Scouting shouldn't be against the rules. And you know what?
Scouting? Is that what they're calling
cheating,
it nowadays?
Not scouting.
Look, even after the fact,
I just went on a date with her. I didn't commit adultery.
Exactly. Is that what you're saying?
Hey, look. Hey, you know what? It could have been worse. You want to talk about you just went on a date. You didn't go home. But the point of the matter is, even if that date just occurred, he was punished for the Penn State game. And you know what happened? They ran the ball 30 straight times down their throat like grown men in a Big Ten do. And that's the same thing that happened to Washington.
They still cheated. Stop it, Martin. Stop it. That's why they got rid of coaches. That's why Harbaugh was suspended. Come on. Admit it. Can you at least admit it? He talked about they didn't do anything wrong. Really? Where he talked all big about his day in court and due process, and then he crumbled as soon as they showed him the evidence that they had. Come on, man.
Nah, he just settled because he was trying to win a national championship. That's what happened. And just wait to hear the rest of what happens with this catapult SOS story with the rest of college football. We'll see how many angels there are out there, all right? That's my thing.
That's always what they say. Officer, I wasn't the only one driving 75. Look at all these other people. You just stopped me. Wowsy, wowsy, woo, woo.
But, Rob,
Bye, Martin.
Bye, Martin.
Great stuff.
Four top 25 teams on the way, and Nick Saban. Get out of here.
Bye, Felicia.
More iCouple coming your way, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross.
Tiffany Cross.
I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation, I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, my name's Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. I just had a great conversation with Michael B. Jordan, and you can listen to it right now. Michael is known for his performances in both film and television. His breakout role was in Fruitvale Station, playing Oscar Grant, which earned him widespread praise and numerous award nominations. His portrayal of Killmonger in Marvel's Black Panther, one of my favorites, further solidified his status as one of Hollywood's leading actors, earning him widespread acclaim for his complex and compelling performance. In our conversation, Michael really opens up. You're going to love listening to it, and I can't wait for you to check it out.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. It's always the feeling when you're getting ready to, you know, people give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get. People quit.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it's the iCouple. Chris Broussard, Rob Parker. Live from the TireRack.com studios. And Rob, we've talked a good amount about last night's game. Michigan 34, Washington 13. Pretty much total demolition.
It was weird because it was within seven for a big chunk with 9 minutes something to go, but it never really felt like it was a competitive game because of all the yards on the ground, the big plays, Chris. It just didn't feel like watching it like it was a good game. It didn't
Rob,
feel like
Michigan it. Rushed for 303 yards, and Washington rushed for 46.
At least they were consistent. Oh, I'm sorry. Consistently bad. My God.
Michael Penix Jr. threw for 255. J.J. McCarthy of Michigan only threw for 140. But
he didn't need to throw the ball. They actually had him throw the ball too much.
Right. He really didn't need to throw it at all. So what's your take? Like, it was. I mean, it wasn't. We've seen much worse.
I don't know. What can we do to get the games better? I don't know. It just seems like we get a lot of lopsided.
Well, the playoff games were the four. The semifinals were great.
Right, but there were a lot of other games that were terrible. And I don't know. Last year, the TCU, right?
I think the 12-team playoff is going to. You still have blowouts. You got blowouts in the NFL. Playoffs. I mean, blowouts happen, but I think the 12-10 team playoffs going to be great. Yeah, I think that'll take care of a lot of the apathy regarding all the other bowls. Nobody cares about all these other games. So that gives you like seven. I think it's going to be seven games that people will care about, that seven games that are of consequence, whereas now you've got three. So it might even be more. Rob G, check, how many games would that be with the 12-team playoff? But now you've got the two semifinal games in the championship. And so next year you'll have more that people care about. Nobody cares about the other bowls anymore because they're meaningless. And then the players, a lot of times, may not even want to play in them anymore. And I don't blame them. So I think that is going to be great. And I'm not under no, inclination that it's going to totally erase blowouts from the games, but a blowout here and there is what it is, but I think it'll be competitive, the playoff, and you'll see, even if it's not in the championship game, I think there'll be plenty of competitive playoff
games. Yeah, I disagree. I think there aren't enough really good teams to really vie. There'll be plenty of blowouts. They'll be like, oh, this team really doesn't deserve to be in the playoffs. We'll have a lot of that. I don't know how it's going to work. I think it's too thin. I really don't think that there are that many really good schools that really
can. But it should be better, though, because with the transfer portal, NIL, now, I mean, that should spread the wealth out a little bit.
We'll see. I don't think it's going to be the case.
You were having we just had a blowout in the championship game. You've had blowouts. So it's not like, I mean, if we get blowouts in the championship games, by your reasoning, I mean, that would darn near mean there's not two teams worthy of playing for the championship.
No, but I mean, you can't. But I'm saying, if you can't even get good games with four teams,
the two semifinal games were excellent.
Yeah, but I'm saying, Chris, most of the history of the college football playoffs, I don't know what the exact number is. I don't want to over exaggerate. A third of them have been lopsided. Like, there's a lot of the games have been lopsided. I mean, that's the.
But
I'm
my
saying,
point is that by your reasoning, just because it's lopsided, like you're saying, there's not 12 good teams, teams capable of playing in the playoff. If you take that reasoning, then there's not two. Because we always get a blowout in the championship.
But adding teams is not going to make it more competitive.
It will, because a lot of those teams are on the same level. Even if you only have two teams, and we don't even know who those two are, but let's say there's one or two teams that's head and shoulders above everybody else. The other 10 will be close enough where they make good games. Look, last night was a little bit of a downer because even though I wanted Michigan – because it was a kind of non-competitive, but the two semifinals were great. So I was fine with that. If we can get several playoff games that are good and competitive, and you have a blowout here or there, or maybe more. So, but, I mean, we'll have some blowouts in the NFL playoffs this year.
Yeah, college football is different. I just don't think that there are really 12 teams on
that
level to compete.
So what should you do then?
Keep it at four is what I would do.
But you're seeing blowouts with that.
No, I know. I know. But having more blowouts, I don't need more blowouts.
We had teams that we think should have been in it, like Georgia. Like Georgia now will be able to – everybody feels like, man, they're as good as the other four, or at least a few of the other four, but you couldn't fit them in. So now you'll be able to fit in a team like that and more.
Less
is more for me. Nobody cares about these other bowl games. I mean, like I said, what about the fact that now you're going to have several games of consequence that even at the start, or even during the day, people are going to be excited about. People are going to want to watch. It's going to be a must-see TV. And if it turns into a blowout, so be it. But there will be that anticipation. Now, there's not. There's only three games like that.
I just think that we continue to water down everything. More is not better. I wish – I'm an old school – I wish baseball had 24 teams, Chris, not 30. And I really wish. I really wish.
Yeah, because, but you do admit the playoffs have – going to the wild card and everything made the playoffs better.
But I'm just saying, but there are six teams that you could lop off who really can't compete, who aren't major league
There's
cities
anymore.
There's
always been bad teams.
No, I'm not saying bad
teams. Even when the leagues were smaller, there was a
horrible team. But not as bad as some of these teams that just can't compete. And my point is – you don't have to water everything down to make money. It's a money-making thing.
I don't think it's watering it down.
That's all it is.
It's not watering it down. And money makes the world go round.
No, it doesn't.
Creates
love
jobs.
Makes the world, love makes the world go round.
You need money, too. All right, love is important. God
it's
runs
all about love.
But
it's
you do need some money.
I'm not into money. I'm into love, baby.
Navigate this thing. All right, we out. All right, couple.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross.
Tiffany Cross.
Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast, and I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.